The National Football League has fined New Orleans Saints wide receiver Joe Horn $30,000 for a controversial touchdown celebration. Horn caught a touchdown pass in a game Sunday night against the New York Giants. He celebrated by grabbing a cell phone and talking into it while still in the end zone. The incident has generated a tremendous amount of publicity and debate. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was an emotional day on the nation's airwaves. Monday's TV and radio talk shows were filled with people voicing passionate opinions about the big news of the weekend. Saddam Hussein's capture? No. Sports commentators like Ron Jaworski, Sean Salisbury, and Michael Irvin of ESPN were talking, check that, ranting about Joe Horn and his cell phone.
You know, I know football's about entertainment. I know sports is about entertainment. But it's also about winning a darn championship. And when players start doing everything they do to draw attention to themselves, that's a distraction to the ultimate goal of the football team.
But isn't scoring a touchdown and celebrating with your buddies, three or four of them, handing the football like he did after the third touchdown?
Why does he have to celebrate like you say celebrate?
When you have to have props on the football field, you got problems, and I thought it was classless.
I don't think there was anything wrong with it. I enjoyed it.
So what's the league about? Endorsements?
I laughed then.
It was supposed to be for laughs, Joe Horn said afterwards, and if it was meant to grab him some publicity, it certainly did that as well. The All-Pro New Orleans wide receiver caught four touchdown passes in the Saints' 45-7 walloping of the New York Giants Sunday night. After the second touchdown reception, Horn's teammate, Michael Lewis, reached inside the padding on the goalpost, pulled out Horn's cell phone, handed it to Horn, who made what he said later was a call to his family. The next day, an interviewer on ESPN called the act premeditated. Horn sounded as if he were defending himself against a criminal accusation.
I didn't have an intent to hurt anybody. I didn't throw the football in the stands and start a fight in the stands. I pulled out a cell phone. I didn't hurt anybody at all. As a matter of fact, some of the Giants players laughed and enjoyed it.
What I heard was that he took the cell phone out and tried to call the Giants offense, but he couldn't find any receivers. Thank you. I gotta go.
For a different perspective, we turn to someone with no inside knowledge of the Joe Horn controversy, but plenty of jokes. Bill Schecht is the head monologue writer for The Late Show with David Letterman. Schecht writes a weekly humor column in Sports Illustrated magazine. He notes the cell phone incident happened a year after San Francisco wide receiver Terrell Owens celebrated a touchdown by pulling a pen out of his sock and autographing the football. First a pen, then a cell phone. Bill Schecht wonders how far end zone celebrations with props will go.
Do I see like a guy scoring a touchdown and then like him paying a comic to come out, do 5 minutes, and then have like Earth, Wind & Fire do a couple of songs, and then he does his celebration as like a closing act? Do I see it clearly? I mean, that's obviously where we're headed.
Not if the National Football League can help it. Described darkly as the No Fun League, the NFL sent a memo to teams after the Terrell Owens incident saying celebrations with foreign or extraneous objects won't be tolerated. Joe Horn's $30,000 fine is proof. When asked to comment on the cell phone story, a league official growled, "No thanks. The media already have done enough of that." Tom Goldman, NPR News.